Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler is in the studio laughing because part of your fun, good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Steve.
Part of your fun on Labor Day was the big picnic. You said that the heat was really affecting the face painters.
Oh, boy, was it ever. Yeah. The kids are having a ball with it, but about 15 minutes after they had their faces painted, it was running down all over their clothes and everything
else.
What
did you have on? Did you have anything done on the cheeks or anything?
Just the sun, brother. Just the sun.
I got you. Yeah. You said there was a great turn. How many cars were there?
I think they had 115 registered for the car show, and boy, they just had some beautiful old cars.
Neat.
Oh, golly, neat. I think the one that from a 1941 Ford all the way up to, I think there was a 1965 or 67 Corvette, and then a 1970 Cadillac convertible.
But good turnout, too.
Oh, man, yeah, just hundreds and hundreds of people.
Good.
Just a great turnout all day.
You know, we're past Labor Day now.
Yeah.
It's, you know, quote, summer's over. What happens at Prairie Creek as far as schedule is concerned? Are we revising our plan, I assume, from now through the fall, right?
Well, everything is still on track out there for people to go out and pontoon and have a good time, and they can swim on the weekends. And fishing's great right now, and the picnicking in the playground area is just great for this time of year. I believe that the pontoon removals will start the end of this month.
Okay,
got it. Sometime into October, depending on the weather.
All right, now, no pontoons will be allowed on the canal when it's done, right?
No, Steve. Why would you bring that up?
No, the big news, the big news is some more details came out, I guess, last week about this this big development and the positive impact that it could have on the Muncie and the near downtown area.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that was one of the most intensive plans that we put together, and that's probably not the right word, but was one of the plans that we really, really partnered with our consultants and others to put together to show a vision for downtown Muncie and the surrounding neighborhood, Steve. Hoping that might qualify for some of the regional cities grant dollars that the state's put together, that first $84 million that they'll have available, that they'll probably be putting some of that out later this year.
Mm-hmm.
We think that application may qualify for some of that. And if it does, then we have 8 years to finish up that project. If not, if you look at it and the other projects that we put together, I think one of the important things is it's also showing the state and the feds that Muncie's got a plan to redevelop itself in the right way.
And if a grant happens, grants are good because that's free money.
Grants are always good, my friend. Yeah,
we like grants.
Yeah, they're always good. And this is a pretty vital program, not just for our area but for the state of Indiana to. Show ways that communities are trying to reconstruct and redevelop themselves.
You told the newspaper that this is could be a, quote, game changer for Muncie. Tell me what you mean by that.
I think it really could, Steve, because, you know, most people don't realize it, but our beautiful White River we have coming right through the heart of our city, the city of Muncie, I believe, the last numbers that I looked at from our consultants, has the largest mileage of undeveloped areas along White River of any city in the state of Indiana.
Oh, wow.
And if you look right in that corridor around Muncie Community Schools and back to the east there towards the wire mill, and then over in the area that we're looking at, over and around the Washington Street Bridge and in between the Fallen Heroes Memorial Bridge, those are some areas that could really be a positive for the city of Muncie with some development. We think that it's something that we can accomplish if we can find the necessary funds to put it together and get it started. Again, we think that this plan, we hope, will qualify very well in the Regional Cities Initiative.
It's Dennis Tyler, Mayor of Muncie, our guest at least once a month, if not more frequently. He's very accessible to us, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Who does the flowers right next to City Hall in that median? They're fantastic, those big, huge planters there.
Those are J. Crew.
Boy, they're so nice.
They are. They're beautiful, aren't they?
Uh-huh. I don't want fall to hit because I love driving past. They're beautiful.
They're just gorgeous. We've got some beautiful landscaping around the downtown area and throughout the city that J. Crew does a great job on that. Smoot and others do a great job on that. And then, you know, some of our greatest partners on that is CEP and some of the foundations and what they do behind the scenes in partnering with the city.
How's the hotel coming? Is it still on track for opening this fall?
Yep, coming on just great. We're looking at a December 14th soft opening, and it's very exciting.
And the ramp, I guess, is supposed to open way sooner than the parking ramp, right?
Yes,
the
it
garage
is.
And all that?
Yeah, sometime next month, we think.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to touch on this morning?
No, Madison Street's moving along very well. I was just driving in on my way out here. Good Lord willing, we think that they'll start milling Wheeling later this week.
Oh, I can't wait for that
week.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, well, God, let me kiss somebody's foot on that one.
I think the city of Muncie has been waiting about 20 years. So, it's long overdue, and we're very excited to begin to progress forward on that in the right way.
And, folks, you be nice to those road crews when they are working on things. Give them space. He said, Madison, those lanes get pretty narrow when they're working on those sidewalks there.
Yes, they do.
Give those people space for safety, okay?
Yeah, please do, because they're out there working hard, and it's been a long summer for them. They've the good thing is they're busy and they're working. The other part of that is sometimes people get in a hurry driving to and from work or wherever they're going, and they forget to pay attention to those road crews.
Quiet zone, you took bids and
everything's right on schedule for it. You'll see Norfolk Southern and CSX working all up and down the quiet zone. AEP's in there relocating poles and wiring. AT&T's in there. We're in there getting work done. So it's a busy time and a good time.
All right. Always good to see you.
You
Mr.
too,
Mayor.
Steve. And happy anniversary again to you and the missus.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.